Every year around this time, London's Notting Hill becomes one gigantic street party. The Notting Hill Carnival showcases African-Caribbean culture and its wild. But last week, the streets of London sounded more like this. And so organizers of the Notting Hill Carnival have been considering whether to go ahead with this year's festivities or cancel them to avoid reigniting last week's riots. Today, they announced their decision. Chris Boothman is co-director of the Notting Hill Carnival. Chris, is there going to be a carnival this year or not?
Yes. After consulting with all the relevant stakeholders, we have decided to go ahead with carnival this year.
With how much consternation?
Not a lot, actually. I mean, in actual fact, there was overwhelming support for carnival to go ahead. We had support from the police, from the local authorities, and we understand even the Home Secretary is happy for carnival to proceed.
Now, as we could hear in some of the audio that we had just a minute ago, a lot of people turned out to this. It's hugely festive. How many people showed up at carnival last year?
Over a million over the 2 days.
Over a million.
Yeah, it's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people, a lot of music, a lot of good times. But it has been, we should say, marred by riots in years past. Now, given the backdrop of what's been happening in London over the past couple of weeks, what are you most concerned about?
Well, I think it's important to understand that this is a festival that's been going on for something like 40 years. It actually came out of something called the 1958 Notting Hill riots, where basically a black man was murdered in Notting Hill, and the community came together and started the festival to improve race relations and community relations. So it's an event that's born out of adversity. And it's an event which most Londoners feel needs to carry on, if not but to prove that a handful of rioters or people causing disorders shouldn't stop one of London's iconic festivals taking place.
That's fascinating. So this originated as kind of an antidote to violence in the first place.
Absolutely.
And I'm guessing that's one of the reasons you want to keep it going. But how many police is it going to take to keep a million people?
Well, the truth is, it's quite a heavily policed event. There have been 3 or 4 years in the 40-year history where there have been real problems in carnival. And as a consequence of that, the policing levels in the background are quite high. So every year we have somewhere in the order of about 5,000 to 6,000 police on duty a day.
And we should say, when you talk about problems in the past, these are not just scuffles. There have been murders. I think in the year 2002, people were murdered at the carnival. This is serious stuff that you're worried about.
That's right. I mean, well, the thing is this. I mean, overall, you'll find more crime in London's West End or you know, in the aftermath of a football match than you'll find at Notting Hill comparatively. So it's comparatively a safe event. A number of police officers attending means that actually Notting Hill was going to be one of the safest places in London.
But I still wonder if, you know, given everything that has been going on, if you're concerned that some people just might want to stay away.
There will be people that want to stay away. And, you know, indeed, we've actually brought the carnival times forward a couple of hours this year because many of the carnival bands have got young people in them. And many of the parents were saying, well, you know, we're reasonably confident there won't be trouble, but, you know, we're not entirely sure, you know. So as a precaution, we've decided to start and finish carnival a couple of hours earlier to enable people to leave before it gets dark.
So what time are they going to be heading home, maybe?
7 o'clock carnival will be over.
7 o'clock. You have anything for them to do after that? They're still pretty early.
The thing is this, the way things are in London at the moment, people are still pretty unnerved by what happened. And the feedback we've gotten from people is that closing carnival a couple of hours earlier, giving people a chance to get home, travel home while it's still light, is something that is going to make them feel better. So that's what we're doing.
All right. Chris Boothman is co-director of the Notting Hill Carnival. Thank you. Good luck with the carnival.
Thank you very much.